It's Tuesday, March 14th, AD 2023, which marks the 8th year anniversary of the airing of The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. Today's broadcast is written by Kevin Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. The African nation of Mozambique has turned into another hotbed for Christian persecution, reports International Christian Concern. A violent ISIS-affiliated Islamic group, known as the Al-Sunna wa Jamaha, is raping, murdering, and pillaging villages in the area of Cabo Delgado. At least 1 million people have been displaced. According to a United Nations report, quote, there are hundreds of thousands of internally displaced people living in camps. Churches and schools have been burned as villages are attacked, and drug cartels continue to add violence to the ongoing extremism, end quote. According to Open Doors, Mozambique, Africa is the 32nd most dangerous country in the world for Christians. Two major banks failed over the weekend. Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank controlled deposits of about $280 billion. That compares to the largest bank failure in American history. Washington Mutual held $188 billion in deposits when it failed back in 2008. The U.S. federal government has assured depositors at the two failed banks that any deposits exceeding the $250,000 insurance limit will be covered by government funding. The Treasury Department set aside $25 billion to cover these losses. The Federal Reserve is also issuing more money out of thin air to reimburse depositors who lost savings in the bank closures. These are ostensibly loans for other banks short on funds to, quote, meet the needs of all their depositors, end quote. We're not out of the woods yet on this. Bank stock prices tumbled yesterday. The shares of the San Francisco-based First Republic lost 64% of value yesterday, after a 33% decline last week. This major bank has in the neighborhood of $156 billion in deposits. In the wake of the bank failures, gold spiked up about $100 to $1,912 per ounce, and silver scraped at $22 per ounce. Remember Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5. It says, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. The major earthquake that hit Turkey in February has now claimed 48,448 lives, according to Turkey's interior minister. Another 6,000 perished in Syria. This has been the worst natural disaster worldwide in 13 years since the Haitian earthquake of 2010. Samaritan's Purse, the Christian relief group run by evangelist Franklin Graham, announced they have cared for 3,600 patients injured in the earthquake over the last month. Plus, they have provided 600 shelter tents for families without homes. Paul Carr from Samaritan's Purse gives us an update from the ground in Turkey.
Just 4 weeks ago, a 7.8 and a 7.5 earthquake hit this area and left 3 million people displaced. Through our partnership with First Hope Association and with support of the Turkish government, today we're here in Belen and we're currently offloading the 100 tents which will be used as shelters for 100 families who are currently without shelter. The people of Turkey are really hurting since this disaster, so we just ask you to continue to keep them in your prayers.
You can make a donation to help fund the Christ-based efforts of Samaritan's Purse in Turkey and Syria through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The film Jesus Revolution retained fourth place in the U.S. box office over the last week, grossing $12,400,000 in receipts for a total of $40 million thus far. The film is a dramatic retelling of the Jesus movement experienced at Chuck Smith's Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California, in the early 1970s. Watch the trailer and get tickets through special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. By contrast, the film Everything, Everywhere at Once received the most accolades and awards at the Dead and Dying Academy Awards event over the weekend, a celebration of nihilism, meaninglessness, and sexual perversion. The film won 6 major awards, including Best Picture. A small proportion of the nation is tuned in to the Academy Awards show now, only 18.7 million viewers, down from 55 million back in the early 2000s. And finally, a Christian pastor from Missouri has broken the record for running consecutive marathons. Malachi O'Brien, pastor of the church at Pleasant Ridge, broke the Guinness World Record back on December 8th after he ran 62 marathons on 62 consecutive days. Well, last Wednesday, he rounded that out to 153 completed consecutive marathons on March 8th. O'Brien told churchleaders.com that his goal for running was to bring awareness to youth mental health as well as adoption and foster care. So, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, March 14th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.